You're listening to SBS News.
The best vaccine is the one that's available and safe today. Get on to the coronavirus hotline or contact your local GP and get vaccinated as soon as you can. It's our pathway to recovery.
A key message from Victorian Health Minister Martin Foley, encouraging residents over 50 to roll their sleeves up and get vaccinated as Australia journeys towards a COVID normal society. As the rollout accelerates through the GP network and mass hubs, people are contemplating life post-vaccination, both immediately and in the long term. With new COVID-19 vaccine developments almost every day, it's normal to have questions. For example, what exactly happens after you've been vaccinated and what are the initial side effects? Common reactions to vaccination include pain, redness, or swelling where you received the needle, mild fever, or headache. Some people will experience more significant flu-like symptoms and may need time away from normal activities such as work. Professor Peter Collignon is an infectious diseases physician and microbiologist from the Australian National University Medical School.
One of the commonest side effects is you have a fever, aches, pains that can, in some people, go for a day, and some people can even have fevers of 38 degrees or more. It's a sign that your body is actually reacting to the vaccine, which is perversely good news. Your body has recognized this foreign material and your white cells are reacting against it and you're making antibodies. When and if you come into contact with the real virus, you're already pre-primed to be able to gobble up and destroy it because you've got antibodies and white cells. Even 10% of people where they might have to take an afternoon off work or even a day off work.
Is there a difference between the side effects from the Pfizer and AstraZeneca vaccines? Yes, there is. Experts say for Pfizer, symptoms are more common after the second dose. Common side effects include pain or swelling, tiredness, headache, muscle pain, fever and chills, and joint pain. Less common are nausea, enlarged lymph nodes, limb pain, insomnia, or itching at the injection site. Rare side effects reported include severe allergic reaction. For AstraZeneca, symptoms are more common after the first dose. Its common side effects include tenderness, tiredness, muscle pain, nausea, fever, and chills. Less common are enlarged lymph nodes, limb pain, dizziness, decreased appetite, or stomach pain. Rare side effects reported include severe allergic reaction or rare and unusual blood clotting. For more, here's infectious diseases expert and former Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Nick Coatsworth.
So I had my first AstraZeneca vaccine. I felt pretty terrible. It lasted about 24 hours. What we see from the overseas experience is the second AstraZeneca tends to have more mild side effects. So less headache, less fatigue, less body pains. But it is true that we're seeing in Australia that the second Pfizer vaccine is giving people more of those side effects. But keep in mind that those are time limited. They go away after about 2 to 3 days and they're all easily treated with paracetamol.
What is involved in the COVID-19 vaccine experience? Dr. Janine Trevelyan from Austin Health in Melbourne explains what happens when going in for your vaccination with a GP.
We encourage everyone to book in because that does make it a little bit faster for you, because then the team will have some of your information already. So at first we just gather some information about your past history. So if you've had any allergies in the past, or if you've had any problems with particular medical conditions, if you might be pregnant, for instance. And so the vaccinator will ask a series of those questions and then talk you through what the pros and cons of the vaccination are, what you can expect in terms of short-term side effects, and what to look out for in case you are one of the very rare people who develop a serious side effect. And then you get your vaccine jab, which is kind of the quickest and simplest part of it all, and everyone's always a bit surprised at how easily that goes. And then you head into our room next door, our observation room, get your lollipop, and wait for your dedicated 15 minutes.
Once you've had the vaccination, do all the restrictions and health advice still apply? They do, but they won't be as strict, says Dr. Anita Munoz from the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners.
My concern is we will get stuck in a place where we're neither here nor there. And that relies on everybody in the community to get vaccinated. If we don't vaccinate, this virus will continue to have the capacity to kill people. But hopefully, if the population will get vaccinated, the very strict restrictions that we've had will be lifted so that we can go back to our former freedom.
Professor Collignon expands on the point made by Dr. Munoz.
The main reason for getting vaccinated is it protects you from serious disease and from dying, but it decreases your chance of even getting mild disease. To some degree, it's a bit like we are now. When you've got no community transmission or minimal transmission, you still have rules. Those will need to be continued. But how stringent you make those rules is dependent on how much community transmission you have. If we get a lot of people vaccinated, we will still have to take some precautions, but much less.
How long does vaccination protection last? And will there be a need for a booster shot in the future? Dr. Munoz says that's not known yet.
We think it's possible that people who have the Pfizer vaccine will need a third booster shot. The total time that the vaccine works, it is not well known. That if you get the vaccines this year, you'll certainly be immune throughout this year, which is most important. So similar to needing a new flu shot every year, it's quite possible that we will need to update COVID vaccine because of the virus's capacity to mutate.
Australians are encouraged to seek credible information sources to help them make informed choices and stay up to date with the vaccine rollout. Dr. Janine Trevelyan says she hopes Australians are generally comfortable with the idea of vaccination.
Perhaps Australians in general have had time now to look at the evidence, to understand the concept of the risk, and to understand that it's a small risk with the side effects from a vaccine. And we know that no medication is without any side effect, but that the benefits of getting Australians vaccinated really outweighs that.
Melbourne GP Todd Cameron agrees.
The only way out of this is through vaccination, so we need to roll our sleeves up. A lot of people are just sitting back and waiting, and my question is for what? You know, if you are waiting for something to inspire you, it's probably going to be a local leak or an outbreak that's going to inspire you, so better to get it done.
Professor Collignon says it's important to keep a broad perspective on the issue.
You know, there's a lot of drugs and different medicines we give that have much higher rate of serious side effects and deaths than these vaccines. The benefits so far outweigh the risks if you're in the older age groups where 90% of all the deaths occur. The balance is so much in favour of the vaccine, you really, in my view, would be silly not to have it.
Finally, will you be compensated if you have an adverse reaction to the vaccine? The federal government says no. Immunisation is not compulsory, so there are no plans for a no-fault COVID-19 vaccine injury compensation scheme. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megaloconomos, SBS News.